podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm with the man himself, probably the busiest man in boxing right now, Callum Sowland. How's it been?
Yeah, it's been an interesting, 11 days, four shows, Austin, London, Newcastle. So big press conference yesterday, obviously, with Junior and Liam Smith for January 21. But here we are, Newcastle. It's minus 20 outside. But it's going to be Caribbean weather on Friday night in there. It's going to be red hot, man. I'll tell you something. This fight is... I've got the juices going. I'm all primed up. And, nice. Look, I mean, you don't really... Like I said, it's a cheesy line, but you don't really need to sell it too much. Josh Kelly, Troy Williamson. Troy Williamson, Josh Kelly, sorry. Champions, right, first. It's going to be a war, isn't it? You know.
Well, you said it yourself there, Calla, up there at the press conference. You said this is the best British domestic fight this year, and it took us till December to get it.
Yeah, let's break it down. I mean, we've got storylines here. You know, we've got obviously Josh's storyline being built up, put on a pedestal, had a setback. The chair was taken away off the pedestal and he's fought his way back up and here he is, big fight, undefeated Troy Williamson. You know, he's not going to let go of that belt very easily, and the winner goes on to fight for world honors. As simple as that, really, isn't it? You know, it's, and add to that, like I said up there, and this was the point I was trying to make, it kept on going back and forth, but I was trying to make the point was, do you feel that pressure, both of you? I know it's Newcastle and Josh is from Sunderland, but as the North East, we know that there's a very, very sensitive and passionate sporting community. So it's not going to be one of them fights where, you can lose and, you know, I'll just go down the high street on Sunday or Saturday morning and buy myself a coffee. It'll be like, you lost to that one, you know. You can't hide from this one. So that does bring pressure. In the end, they were going too much at it, but it's not hidden away. It's live on Channel 5. You know, we had close to 2 million last week with Harlem Eubank, and we're expecting similar, if not better, for this fight. And it's huge. So is that not an added... For me, it would be, you know. I'd be bricking it, to be quite honest with you. Just thinking sort of, you know, North London... You know, if I was fighting an Arsenal fan live...
Coogan?
Yeah, Coogan. If I was fighting Coogan or Misfits Boxing live on the zone, I would be... I'd be shitting it. Not about my performance, but of course that thought in the back of my head, like, well, if I lose, I'm gonna have to walk around with a balaclava for the next 2 years and then, you know, facelifts or something, you know? But... this is like on another level, you know. It's an interesting concept there. Coog's a bit heavy for me, though. I mean,
I'd have to. My money's on you, Carl.
Yeah, so's mine. So's mine. But no, joking aside, those bragging rights, I know we talk about them. I know we love to use them as a promoter, but let's be serious. Anyone who knows the Northeast knows the rivalry. They know that sport is religion here, yeah, which is great, which is fantastic, but it has that flip side for the guys getting on the ring on Friday night.
That being said then, Keller, is the loser finished or can the loser come back?
No, I think that I think the loser can come back. They're both young fighters, they're both extremely good fighters, let's be honest about both, you know, that we know that already. So they both can come back, but it's more the bragging side of it, you know. You know, you can come back from a derby loss with a couple of wins, but that derby loss don't go away, you know. Arsenal still remind us every time that they won the league at White Hart Lane. I won't forget that. I was there that night.
Hopefully so. Is this the classic? Obviously, you've got the fighter in Troy and the boxer in Josh Kelly. So is this the classic fight against boxer classic fight that we can witness on Friday night?
Andy, I respectfully disagree. I was discussing with my brother this morning about this. Yeah, that's what we've seen of Troy, that he comes and he you know, he tell us he's going to box and all that, but he's going to come for a war. Right? He's going to come throw the kitchen sink at it. But Josh can do that as well. That's, I think, the big difference here. He can mix it much better than Troy can, in my humble opinion. And once again, I'm not a seasoned Troy studier, and I believe what he says. You know, he's been around the circuit. You know, he's also done his time, and he will also be able to switch it from boxing to that as well, to coming out and throwing that kitchen sink. But I do think that's the strategy. You know, I think, and I'm not so sure whether Josh don't just meet him head on, you know, and then we're in for a real treat. And I think that will happen. That might not happen in the early rounds, I think, but I can see it turning into an absolute war. And you know what? In all the time, the moments at the moment of seeing ballyhoo around fights, it was spiteful up there. But I didn't think it was ever disrespectful. They both have respect for each other. It's, you know, now it was a bit tastier than the first press conference, and people like saying, "Oh, it's going to kick off at the press." I said, "I don't think so." I said, "It's not like they don't like each other. I think they're just, you know, the bad blood is a genuine sports bad blood, and that's good bad blood. Yeah, that's great to see, because you know you're going to get a good fight then. You know, the fact that there's that extra motivation. You know, what do they say about the fox with fear? He can jump another half meter. You know, and I think the adrenaline in these guys on Friday night, is going to be up there. You know, up there with my adrenaline levels. You know, so
gotta be something. Well, talk about adrenaline levels. I mean,
there's your thumbnail, by the way.
There's my thumbnail. Let me get it into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, talk about adrenaline levels. You've got to talk about. Hey, you can't forget about it.
That's what we like. Best thumbnail.
Do you know how long it takes us to find a thumbnail for you?
I invented the thumbnail. Do you know that? No, I tell you, no, it's a true story. So Coogan started me doing on the thumbnails. This was first season WBSS, World Boxing Super Series, first season. People are saying, I'm really not savvy. Well, now I consider myself a little bit more savvy, obviously, working together with KSI. I have to be a bit more savvy on the old Instagram. So I'm all grammed up. God, the comments on that one are going to be fantastic. All grammed up, eh, people? Come on, comments. I want to see them below. The first thumbnail, and then I called him up and said, well, why am I the only promoter you do this with? Right? So then he had to start doing other ones. So he started doing Eddie, right? And so Calla did invent the thumbnail. There you go.
Well, Calla, I will say, it takes us a good 10 to 15 minutes to find a good thumbnail for you, because there's so many. We've got to pick you've got to pick the best one.
It's the eyes. Or
the point one. Yeah, that one.
That one? Yeah. Yeah. I practice them when I'm brushing my teeth in the morning.
There's a thumbnail, that one. I want to go down the card, because you talk about your adrenaline and just, I mean, that Joel McIntyre against Lyndon Arthur fight, that's a tasty fight in itself as well.
Yeah, and I remember when I said up there, in the middle of all the talk and the bravado, I love the fact he said, this is the first time I've been sitting up at a top table, and I've really felt in that moment like job satisfaction. Everyone gets, you know, you probably see it when you do a piece and it gets a lot of views. Everyone's got that little perk. Mm-hmm. It's not a perk that I can cash in or whatever. It's just a nice, and it was a really nice moment. That's why I had to say something. But anyway, it's gone because, you know, Lyndon's going to destroy him. I'm joking. But it's going to be a good fight. Yeah. You know, Lyndon, you know, Pat's face in the ring after the last fight, he was looking at Lyndon. He's a tough trainer, Pat. You can tell that. There's no messing around with Pat. And he wanted him, you know, back in. And obviously he was going to box on the Eubank Ben undercard. That's like a swear word these days. And he's out here now, and this is a good fight. This is a good this for the, for what we want to do with Lyndon next year. This is the perfect fight. We just can't afford any mistakes. So, but Lyndon's not the type to overlook, I don't believe. And I think we're in for a cracking 2023. But we've got a big fight Friday night with Joel McIntyre first.
I want to touch on the rematch between the two heavyweight guys, Jose Stewart and Franklin Ignatius. The last time out, you've got an extra two rounds now to get the job done.
I've got to say, Jose looks, I was going to say, in the shape of his life. He probably isn't. He looks like he's really taking the camp seriously. I saw a bit of back and forth about the injury. I'm not saying that he wasn't not injured, but... Did he use it for a few more weeks to get those extra rounds in? Maybe he did. This is a tough sport sometimes, and people that use every advantage they can. I'm not saying he did that, but did he? I don't know. But Hosea looked certainly a lot lighter in the first fight. He's got fantastic hands, Hosea. Carrying far too much weight the last fights. He knew that as well. It doesn't, you know, you just... It can have the best hands in the world. It doesn't help you if you're carrying that much weight in the ring. And he's certainly balled down. It's going to be interesting to see him weigh in. It's probably one of the most interesting heavyweight weigh-ins I've ever seen, to see what he weighs on the scale tomorrow, because he's really looks like he's taking this very seriously. I've got to say, he loses that weight, those hands, they're very good. Yeah, they're very good. And I've seen some heavyweight hands over the years. I've had a few heavyweight champions, and those hands are really, really nice. So, interesting fight. First one was very interesting. I call it a heavyweight explosion fight. You know, it's going to be six rounds of absolute pure violence.
Music to my ears. Talk about heavyweight, Hergovich. Can you go in the music? I love that. I love maximum violence, Carla. Yeah, Hergovich. Any news on what's next for him?
Other than Tyson's statement yesterday that he's never fighting for a red strap again in his life, but that doesn't really affect our situation. Our situation is that, you know, we have a situation with Mr. Usyk, who's the champion. Oh, good old friend Alexander, but now we're in the other corner. It feels like years ago when we were standing in Moscow in the ring, and I put the fourth belt on him at Cruiserweight, and he lifted the Ali trophy. He's had a fantastic ride since then, and God bless him, he's a good man, Sasha. But now we're with Hergovich, on the Hergovich side of things, El Animal. And he's going to tear me a new one if I ain't pushing for this, so... So I can tell you now, we're pushing very, 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 very hard. You know, I was going back and forth with Eddie late last night as well about strategies on how we're doing it. We've got obviously got the lawyers involved in it. It's a very clear situation. And, you know, they've ordered it. We called for an immediate bid. Mark our situation, where we stand, and you know, it's not that different to when they stripped Tyson at the time. In fact, Tyson was stripped after he'd just beaten the man who'd held those belts for 10 years. Tyson did that, and he was stripped. So, you know, I think they'll take it very seriously, and I think if there's not some sort of an arrangement made, that doesn't, not meant to sound super dodgy, that, by the way, but you can't just ignore the man who's the mandatory challenger, no matter how big the fight, you know, or else the whole point of a mandatory system goes out the window, doesn't it? Mm. You know, I mean, why have rankings? Why have mandatories? Why should promoters pay for a lot of money? A lot of money was put into the Hergovich-Zhang eliminator. and all the fights to get up the rankings. Well, how does that work? Mm. You know, it's a big fight on, so now, so we're going to forget about that. Now, there's rules in place for situations like that. There's a special exception process. There's all different types of things. But at the end of the day, the IBF are known to follow the letter of the law, and that's all we ask for.
Well, I'm going to go off script a little bit here, because I know you've got a lot of media waiting behind me. This Misfits card, could you get me a fight on it and have Coogan in my corner? I would like that.
We're already on it, Andy. Coogan is a very good agent. He has been pushing me.
Yeah, yes.
Really?
Do you not know that?
Well, I mean, off cut.
Yes. We're working on sign. Trying to work out your weight. Why? You light heavy?
I'm 81, 82 kilo.
I'm not far off, am I?
Yeah.
Well, was not against.
No, I'm not fighting you, Keller.
I'm retired. No. I need at least a year. No, Coogan has been pushing me. I'm just looking shape, Andy. You're looking good.
Well, Keller, that's music to my ears again. You've said all the right things to me today, so I'm looking forward to Friday night. One final one. Why should we tune into Channel 5 on Friday night?
If you want to watch boxing at its best, live and free on Channel 5, Friday night, it's the Battle of the Northeast. It's a throwback fight. It's Josh Kelly, Troy Williamson, and it's going to be fireworks in a very, very hot arena in a cold part of the country.
Listen, Keller, thank you so much, as always, my man, and I look forward to the win tomorrow as well. Sports Social
Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.